Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We have got a bit of a throwback episode today that I did with BKR Sport, very big on YouTube. Go and have a look at him, putting out a heap of great Rugby League content and just sports content in general. Very good to follow if you're into the Socceroos at the moment, who got into the group stage, the final 16, whatever the fuck it's called this morning, and an unbelievable knock there. But I did this with BKR about a year ago in the last off-season, and he went through with a heap of content creators, and they picked a team each time, and then they did an all-time draft from that team. So we sat down and did the Melbourne Storm. I believe it was BKR's first episode of this, so I'm sure as they went on, that they would have just got bigger and better as well. But a really interesting chat. Obviously, the Melbourne Storm only been around for, 25 years or something like that, but the depth of these two squads are simply incredible. Really, really enjoyed this one. If you want to check out more of BKR's YouTube content, go to YouTube, type in BKR Sport, and you can watch all that stuff there. I'll throw it over now to Blake to take us through our Melbourne Storm draft.
Guys, it's Dale on BKR Sport. We are here for a brand new series on this channel that is going to be able to get you through the off-season. It is a fantastic series where we're going to be going through all 16 NRL teams and throughout their history, and individually, we're going to pick the best teams that we possibly can. I'm going to be doing it 1v1 versus another content creator in the NRL community. Great to be meeting all these different creators from all these different teams. And today, guys, we also have the Rugby League Guru. How are we doing, champion?
I'm good, mate. Thank you for having me. I love this concept, mate. I can't wait to get stuck into it. This is my wet dream, just quietly.
Well, the thing is, man, you got a good one, the Melbourne Storm. Like, you can't really, and we'll talk about this before we started here, you cannot go wrong with really any of your picks, to be completely honest with you, man. It's just a fantastic team with so much depth, and it really is unreal.
Mate, even we can't screw this one up. It's unbelievable to think we're talking about a team with so much depth, and they've only been around for 22, 23 years. It's the ultimate compliment to this side, isn't it?
Absolutely, man. Like, it just doesn't matter where you go. And the thing is that a lot of the time, like, look at the older players and you think you want to lean with the older players, but because the team is still so good, you can also take the players from right this second as well. And that's what the best thing is here, man. But look, the thing that we're going to do today, guys, if you aren't really aware, we are going to be drafting this team. So that means that once, for example, say I get first, which I did actually get the first pick. Can you confirm that one?
Yeah, I'm filthy on that one. But anyway, you can have him.
So I did get the first pick after a coin toss, which I think we all know who I'm going to go with there. But because I go first, that does mean the Guru will get second and third. So then it will go back to me, fourth and fifth. So it's a snake draft. So although I get the best player for me, he also gets the second and third best player, or even arguably, you know, it all comes down to perception, man, because this is a strategy game. Once I pick someone, he can't pick someone. So it really comes down to when he feels that I'm going to pick someone next, and then he grabs him beforehand. The only thing that we do have to mention is that we are not allowed to use the Jonathan Thurston effect, and we were talking about it with the Maloney kind of thing as well. He was originally debuting at the Storm, but he didn't really kind of hit his peak in his real good form until he was at the Panthers and the Sharkies and Warriors, I guess. So we won't be using him, but that's the only issue. They can only play for the Melbourne Storm throughout their history. Doesn't matter when. And literally, it's just finding the best team. But are you ready, man?
Mate, I'm ready to go. And I think, it took us a while to find James Maloney as the example. There's not many guys that leave this club and improve out of sight. It's, once again, ultimate compliment to this team. But, mate, ready to rock and roll. Looking forward to diving into this one.
Absolutely. Well, just before we do get in, man, where can everyone find you? So, if they want to go and listen to your podcast.
Yeah, you want to find the podcast on all decent platforms there, the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're dropping a number of podcasts every day for people to get stuck into. A bit of shorter form content, which I'm finding people are enjoying. And then, of course, our main platform is on Instagram at Rugby League Guru. So, yeah, constant content up there. Really enjoying ourselves, mate.
Yeah, no, he's always pumping it out. It's good stuff. And that's why he's on here and that's why he's ready to go. He's knowledgeable. So I reckon he's got a good shout at doing this one and getting me done here. But I do have my first pick. And that first pick, we all know is obviously the one of the best players of all time, the number 9, Captain Fantastic. He's a kicker as well. And he's going to lead my team to glory. So there's my pick, Cameron Smith.
Yeah, mate, a predictable number 1 pick there would have been mine as well, of course. And pick number 2, you've obviously got Cameron Smith. He featured as part of the big 3. I've gone for my halfback first. I've gone for Cooper Cronk.
Absolutely.
For me, the greatest winner we've ever seen. I absolutely love Cooper Cronk. I could talk about him all day. But yeah, I've gone with CC and Dry at 7, and then I'm going to have to pick my fullback.
I knew it.
I've obviously got the opportunity to pick, in my opinion, probably the best fullback we've ever seen. To be able to partner him up with Cooper Cronk is massive. So Billy the Kid, Billy Slater, definitely picks himself at 1 for me.
Absolutely, man. Well, that's the thing. Like, I knew they were going to be the first 3 picks either way. And that's why when I said to you, like, getting the first pick, I didn't really mind doing 2nd and 3rd because I would have done the exact same thing as you. And I'm assuming you would have done the exact same thing as me there. So that's pretty much the knowing ones gone. But then again, now I've got my 2 picks. Now, who do I want here? I'm definitely... Look, I usually look to get my spine sorted first, but I'm pretty happy to leave my fullback for now because you do have your fullback. So I am going to look towards getting my 5'8 here, and that is going to be... I am going to leave that for now because I'm happy with the other one too. I'm going to go with Greg Hussey. I'm going to put him into the centres. I think he's one of the best centres of all time. Like, there's no way that you can... I think that I probably... I don't know. Would you have gone him next? I'm going to take him now, but would you have gone him in your next one?
I would have, but you got me a little bit excited that you were going to talk yourself out of it there for a second. When you said, yeah, a few things you said, I thought, oh, good God, he might leave him here. But no, that would have been my pick as well, mate. He's a guy that I had my eyes on there. It's hard to replicate a guy like him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, okay, so let me go and have a look now at... There's potential. I'm happy with any of those wingers. Like, there is obviously one clearing out winger, but let's move on to... You know what? I'm going to take my 5'8 here, and that is going to be... I'm going to take Brett Camorley. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take Brett Camorley as my halfback, actually. I'm going to put him into the 7 there, Brett Camorley, because he did play a bit of both, and I actually... He was holding out Andrew Johns at one stage from Origin, wasn't he?
He was keeping Joey on the bench. He's obviously a Clive Churchill medalist in 99 for the Melbourne Storm. I think your halfback Brett Camorley, he's criminally underrated, mate. A sensational player. I really like that pick.
I think it's because when he went to Manly, he may not have had as great a career as he was at the Storm. So people, and then the Sharkies as well, but he was decent at the Sharkies, but obviously didn't have that same form as the Storm. But we see that with a lot of players, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think Camorley had an outstanding career. I think he was very successful in the early part. Didn't win a premiership for the last 10 or so years of his career, which probably hurt his standings a little bit. But yeah, an unreal player, mate. Sensational.
Absolutely.
Player, Camorley.
Well, you're up for 2, man.
Okay, I'm actually going to fill a front rower here. I just think that probably the best player left on the board when I have a look around. I'm going to go with Glenn Lazarus in the front row, mate.
Yep. Okay, fair enough. Glennie Lazarus. That's a buddy gee whiz. What a pick. That's a big beast there for the front row.
Yeah, obviously, the guy that essentially built this club, they started in 99. They needed someone to build around, and they went for Glenn. Sorry, in 98. They needed someone to build around. They went after Glenn Lazarus. An unbelievable career. I just think he's the standout guy on the board there. And, mate, for my next pick, I'm going to go a little bit left field here.
All right.
I like
hearing that, man, because I know that I feel like I might get my next guy.
Yeah, well, I think you will, because I might be going a little bit early, but this is just how highly I hold this guy. I'm going to pick my coach, mate.
I'm
going to go Craig Bellamy here. I just think that with the foundations of a 7, a 1, the best front rower, and the coach, Craig Bellamy, I think I'm sitting in, I think I could pick another, 14 planks of wood, and I'd do pretty well just quietly.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, that was a tough one that I was thinking before we actually came on here. I didn't know when to pick him because usually you can leave your coach till later, however, like really late. But with a coach like Craig Bellamy, he is arguably the best or one of the best anyway of all time out of everyone. So, it's like, that's a great pick there, to be honest with you. And I'm spewing, but that does mean that I don't have to pick my coach until literally last pick now.
Well, mate, that's the beauty of it. I mean, you can still get a Chris Anderson as your last pick, a guy that is a premiership winner. He's captained Australia. I mean, it's not – yeah, maybe I've gone a little bit too early, but I don't think he would have lasted too long out there.
No, I probably would have been thinking about it relatively soon as well. Absolutely, man. But, yeah, I've obviously got Chris Anderson as my only other coach there that I would be looking at, but – so that's your two picks there. Okay, so I'm going to take one of my front rows here. I'm going to take Robbie Kearns. Yep. I'm going to take Robbie Kearns there. I think he's probably the next one down there from... Oh, you could argue he's up there alongside Lazarus, but Robbie Kearns for me, unbelievable player. And got a really bolster that front row because, you know, it is big boy season out here. Big boy season. All right, so now who do I want to go with? A bit of tactics whenever you're looking at here. All right, so you know what? I am going to, because I've got Brett Camorley in that 7, I'm going to lock up Cameron Munster. Take up Cameron Munster. I knew I could see your 6 over there. It was still open. So I was like, you know what? I have to lock up. And I think that people are really not giving him the credit this year. Like, obviously this year he may not have had a great year, but man, his career has been unbelievable, man. Like, you can't be disrespecting Cameron Munster right now.
Yeah, no, I think that he has been probably quiet by his standards this year, but I mean, his team has still won the minor premiership. They've lost 2 to 3 games this year. He is just something else, mate. So I completely back that one in. Okay. Whew. Okay, so I've got a pick now. I've got my 2 picks. I obviously don't have a 9 yet, but I don't think you'll go too deep on your 9s anytime soon, obviously.
Never know.
No, you're right. I am gonna go here. I'm gonna go a bit of a controversial one. I'm gonna go with Brandon Smith.
There you go. Okay, yeah, he's gonna. So maybe did I just get that into your mind because I said you never know? Or?
Well, I'm actually gonna pick him at 13.
Oh, he's gonna pick him at 13. All right.
I'm gonna pick Brandon Smith at 13, and then I'm gonna go for. Geez, do I go with a 5'8 here? Do I fill my front row? I'm going to go for... I'm going to fill my back row as well. I'm going to fill with a guy that probably would have slipped under the radar a little bit, but I'm a huge fan of him. I'm going to go with Mick Crocker in the second row.
Mick Crocker. All right. Interesting. Yeah, interesting. I think you might take him. I think that's a great selection. Don't get me wrong. I haven't actually got him in the guys that I've written down here for second row, but it is a fantastic pick there. To be fair, I didn't actually write down the number 10, so that means I'm all over the shop. That's my loss. Yeah. that's my loss. But seeing as you've gone second row, I'm going to go Stephen Kenny.
Nice pick.
That's who I thought you were about to just take just then. Geez, Mick Crocker, that's going back, man. I couldn't even remember that name, and that is a big loss, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to take a quick little Stephen Kenny there. There's still the fullback role, but I think there's like... Because you've taken the best of all time, and I regard Billy Slow as the best fullback of all time, I'm pretty happy to leave that for a little bit there. So where do I go with? Maybe I just keep bolstering my forwards here, or do I take the one and only Israel Folau?
Yeah, I don't mind that pick. He's one of the old.
Yeah, yep. I'm taking Israel Folau here, and I'm putting him alongside Greg Inglis.
Yep, nice pick, nice pick. Okay, I am going to... Jeez, it's getting tough. I'm going to go a little bit left field here.
Okay, I'm liking that direction.
I'm probably going to cock block you a little bit here, but I'm actually going to pick up Ryan Pappenhausen injured.
You are a funny man, aren't you? You knew I was talking about that just then too.
Chestnut checkers. I'm going to take Pappy at jersey 14.
Yep, fair
and
enough.
And then I'm going to take, so you just took Israel Folau.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take an outside back on the wing. I'm going to go for Josh Adokar on one wing.
Yeah, Josh on a car, buddy. Speedster and a half. I wonder how he. Just quickly, how do you think he's going to go at the Doggies next year?
I think he'll do well. I think that he won't be scoring as many tries, and I think people will fall into the trap of thinking he's not playing as good footy. But I've always been a big fan of Josh Adokar. I saw him play Sharks under 20s a number of years ago and was very impressed from the start. So I think he will do well. I think he'll retain all of his representative jerseys, but I think you'll probably cop a little bit of criticism from people that just read score sheets and stats.
It's like the whole Cottridge kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, exact same situation. Yeah, Josh Adokar's a premier winger in our game on and off the ball. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him in a different system. But yeah, I think he will cop a little bit of unfair criticism.
Yeah, fair enough. Alrighty, so who am I looking at here? You know what? I'm going to take a lock here. I'm going to go Dallas Johnson.
Yep.
I'm going to go Dallas Johnson. I think he's the best lock that they've got. There are obviously, well, I write down four every time for locks just in case. Obviously, I want to chuck one on the bench and also just in case they go. But Dallas Johnson, man, that guy. Wait, did he go to the Cowboys at one stage too?
Yeah, he went up to North Queensland for a couple of seasons and I think he had to retire prematurely. I'll tell you what, could you imagine if he was playing today? I reckon he'd like 3 weeks. He's just too tough for his own good.
It was ridiculous. It was absolutely, it was just ridiculous. So yeah, I'll take Dallas Johnson in the 13. Now, what do I still have here? So because you've taken both the fullbacks, I'm going to definitely leave that now. There's still someone there that I'll definitely take though. But and you've also got your utility. So I don't really need to think about that too much just now as well. So what should I look at here for the front row maybe? Wingers are happy with. Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to go with, and I think that people think of this guy a little bit negatively now because he's at the Titans. But for me, I'm taking Kevin Proctor here in the back row. I think that when he was there, obviously he was the main man for the Storm at the time alongside the Big Boppers. He was playing for New Zealand, obviously. And this guy was just a force to be reckoned with when he was at the Melbourne Storm. And although I still think he's great for the Titans, he's one of those players as well that you go from that Storm system and unfortunately it doesn't necessarily translate, but I definitely would take Kevin Proctor in my back row.
Yeah, no, I like that pick. I think people forget just how good he was when he was at the Melbourne Storm.
Absolutely.
Are they your two picks?
They are my two picks, mate.
Okay, brilliant. All right, I'm going to dive into... I'm going to take another front rower here, I think.
Okay.
Jesus, some handy players to pick from here. Wow. I'm going to go for... Dale Finucane.
Dale Finucane. Yeah, gee whiz. Well, he was the guy I was thinking between my third, like if I was going to go Dallas Johnson or Finucane, but I thought Dallas had to be the one.
Yeah, no, I think if I can get my front row of Lazarus and him, I'm sitting in a really, really good spot there. Very happy with that. And I think it's time that I bite the bullet because I'm just worried that if you were to grab Harry Grant, stick him on your bench, I'd be left standing here with my dick in my hands, not knowing who to play nine. So I'm going to have to go for my boy, Harry Grant. Okay. Jersey 9 there.
Yep.
Okay, you're up.
I am up, and that's a good pick. I'm still pretty happy with where I'm at right now, but that is still a very good pick there. I think that a lot of people will appreciate that one. So I'm going to take off another winger here. I'm going to take the two best wingers that the Storm have ever had, and it's also another a potential kicker if Smith is out. If Cameron Smith does get injured in my team, which you know you don't usually expect, but I'm taking Matt Geyer here on the wing. I'm taking Matt Geyer. I think that look, the other two wingers there that they've got there are very good wingers, but I just think that Matt Geyer and Israel Folau are just unbelievable partnership there. He played a lot in the centres too, didn't Geyer?
He did, yeah. Mate, I've got to tell you, for my wing spots, I had three names written down here, and Geyer, I didn't actually have as one of them.
So really? Wow.
I'm stoked with that, but I think Guy, and I'm guilty of it as well, I think he is pretty underrated. He did play for so long and was so consistent for so long.
Because I've gone my wingers, I've still got one more pick, but are you happy to tell me who that was? Because I think I'm looking at the name right now. Who was the other one, the other name that you're going to go with? Or who?
I've got three names written down here. I've got Korobeti is one of them.
Korobeti, yeah.
I've got Vunivalu is another one.
Yep, he's there on the list.
And I've got Marcus Bai as well, who I'd be more than happy to take. So
that's what I was saying. So my list went Israel Folau, Matt Guy, Marcus Bai, Vunivalu, and then Adokar Konobeti. So we're basically on the same wavelength there.
Yeah,
but
same, yeah.
I think Matt Guy was a big, but I think that he'd be a good winger for nowadays too, to be completely honest with you. I think that he actually would translate. But my next pick, I'm going to have to go with a front row here. And I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm gonna go with Jesse Brumwich here, mate.
Yeah,
go with Jesse Brumwich. I think that he's just, you can't go past him at this point. There's a great lot of front rows on the board, but Jesse Brumwich, yes, please.
Yeah, no, it's a good pick. I like that one. That was a good pick.
So you're up for two.
Now, you've got GI in your centres, don't you?
Yeah, I put him in my centres.
Okay, and he's the only centre you've got so far?
He is the only centre I've got so far, yes. Okay.
All right, I'm going to pick a centre here. I'm going to pick another guy that I think is pretty underrated. At his peak when he was at Melbourne, he was unbelievable. I'm going to go with Matt King in the centres.
Yeah, I just said that to the camera without saying it. I looked up and I said, yeah.
Nice. So I'm going to go Matty King in the centres, which doesn't leave... you know what? It probably leaves us with one good centre. I've got three names written down here that I think we could both pick two of those three to fit in the centres. We'd be fine. Yep. Wingers, I can leave for a little bit.
Yep.
5'8", I can probably leave for a little bit as well. But I'm going to go with at 5'8". I'm sort of tossing up two fellas here. But the one I'm going to go is Scott Hill. I'm going to pick him at 5'8". Partner
Cooper. Yeah, so I had four players written down 5'8". Obviously, you could obviously interchange Cooper Cronk there if you really wanted to. Yeah. But I had Cooper Cronk, Brett Camorley, Scott Hill and Cameron Munster. So yeah. They were the four guys and all four of them are off the table. So you got to love that. But now we move into, the centres I'm pretty happy with. So I'm going to continue. I'm going to fill out a couple of my benchy spots here. Now, I know I can leave him till second last as well. Did I take Ryan Hoffman yet?
No, he's still sitting there.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ryan Hoffman.
Yeah, I'll take
Ryan Hoffman, absolutely, coming off the bench. Gee whiz, mate. Gee damn well whiz. So Ryan Hoffman off the board. I'm pretty happy with that. I got my three top second rows for me. That was the three top second rows for me. Now, also want a bit of a big... You know what? I'm also going to bring another second row here. So I'm going to get my top four off the bench. And I'm going to take David Kidmore.
Yeah, nice pick.
I think that... I think that you would have gone him next. And it is a bit of, chess, but... I still think Ryan Hoffman, David Kidwell off the bench, and then I'm probably going to get a front row and a utility. So I'm pretty happy with how that's shaping up, but you're up, man.
No, that's gone very well for you, mate. I'd be very happy with that. I'm going to pick, what do I need? I need a centre, a winger, benchies. Okay. I'm going to go for, I've got Lazarus, Finucane in the front row, Crocker in the second row. I'm going to go for my other second rower, mate, and I'm going to fill that spot with, I was sort of tossing up Kidwell and one other guy. You've taken Kidwell, so I will take Tawira Nikau in my second row, one of the heroes from the 99 side. Another guy that I think is
very underrated.
Good. Yeah, so is that, that's my first pick of this round, isn't it?
Yeah, man, you got another pick.
I got another one. Okay, so I got Nikau. Now, the other guy I'm going to pick on my bench is another one that I think is really underrated. I'm going to go with Jeremy Smith, mate.
Absolutely.
Tough hombre. got a bit of a theme to my forwards here, which I'm sure we'll talk about after, but that's my two picks, Kickout and Jeremy Smith, mate. You're up again.
Absolutely. So what do I got left? I got my one, I got my three, and I got my 14, 17, and coach, but the coach is last. So I don't need to think it like a... The thing is, man, I'm going to tell you because I know that you're not going to utilize this spot right now because you've already got Pappenhausen, you've got Slater, and I don't think you've put him into your center or your wing here with the players that are still on the board. So I'm thinking, like, there is obviously what Nico Hines has done this year. right? And I definitely could utilize him as my utility, or I could use him as my fullback. But I'm going to put him in the utility. I'm not going to take him right this second. I'm thinking out loud here because I know you're not going to do it. And if you do it, I'm very disappointed in you, Guru. Very, very.
I've done worse. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, that's all right, man. But I'll go my front. I'll go for my first pick. I'm going to go for my front row. And I'm going to take Brett White.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Brett White. So I've got two second rowers and a front row there. Some big boppers on the bench to help us get going there. Brett White. And then do I take... You know what? I am going to take Nega Hines, but I'm going to put him into the number 410. Are you still... Whoop, did that just cut out?
No, I'm still here, mate.
Oh, gee whiz, sorry. Everything exited for me. I'm going to move into... I am going to take Nega Hines here, but I'm going to put him in the 14 simply because I think... I know who I want as my fullback alongside him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you might want to be a little bit careful, but anyway, proceed. I might be thinking outside the box again here.
Really? Okay, well, I've taken my two picks, so you're up there, man. I've got two fullbacks there that I'm pretty still happy with, but... Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to pick my other... Oh, am I? Tough. So I need a center, a winger... Wingers, I'm pretty much set for. I'm happy to cop any of those guys. Centers, there's still a few guys there that I'm looking at, the genuine centers. There's also another guy that isn't a genuine center, but I'm considering sort of picking him out of position just to get him into my team.
I've been thinking about that, like with a winger that I could chuck to the fullback if I really wanted to as well, because there are a couple there that you probably could.
Yeah. Mate, I'm going to pick my last two spots on my bench with this pick, though, I think. And I'm going to go for a couple of big boys to help me out through the middle. The first guy I'm going to go with is going to be Nelson Asofa-Solomona.
Yep, fair enough, big boy.
I'm going to take Nass there. And then my last spot, I was tossing up... I think I'm going to go Christian Welsh as my other one there, mate.
Christian Welsh. Yeah, too easy. Yeah, that's a really good bench there. Ryan Papenhuyzen, Jeremy Smith, Nelson Asofa-Solomona, and Christian Welsh. Can't complain with that. All right, so now...
So what sports do you need still? You need a coach and...
I need a coach, fullback, and a centre.
Okay.
Another centre. And I'm weighing up between two of these centres, to be honest with you. But I give this guy a lot of flack on my channel because I wasn't impressed with the end of his career, which has been relatively disappointing, but I think this guy's been one of the better defensive players that I've ever seen in the centres role. I think that during his heyday at the Storm, he was absolutely fantastic. And I was happy with the other centre that I have here, but I'm going to take Will Chambers here. I'm going to take Will Chambers here in my number three alongside Greg Inglis. I think they played. Did they? No, they would they have played together back when Inglis was still there before the old situation?
They might have.
Briefly.
For a season or so, yeah. But I wouldn't say it confidently, to be honest with you, but I wouldn't surprise me if they were, yeah.
Yeah, I think people are going to really look at that and be like, he was shocking recently. But I'm like, you got to remember, guys, it is like the form that they had basically when they were at their peak at the club. And he did a great lot of things for Queensland and Melbourne Storm at the time. Now, I'm actually going to go to my fullback here because I know I don't have to pick a coach to last. So I'm going to take my final fullback of the board, and that's going to be Robbie Ross.
Okay.
Who were you going to think? Who were you thinking? Because
unless I've missed that you picked him, which I don't think you have, but the one that I was looking at was Jerome Hughes as well, using as a bit of a utility around the place. I'm a big fan of Jerome Hughes, and obviously he's been playing seven. He can play fullback. Maybe Ross is a champion as well.
The only reason I didn't do Jerome is because I don't actually think he's played fullback there. I'm not saying that he's not a good fullback, but I think Robbie Ross was a specialist fullback for one, and two, he obviously was in a very successful... I think Robbie Ross was one of the original fullbacks of the club too, back when... the early 2000s anyway. And I think that, yeah, with Robbie, I just think that there's more confidence behind saying that he would absolutely get the job done there at fullback rather than Jerome, who can play that utility role, but is more so in the halves, obviously. So I think there was a little bit of a question mark for me, but I absolutely agree with your reasoning.
Yeah, no, and Robbie Ross, he was the foundation fullback as well. Yeah. And we've heard Billy Slater talk about how much of an impact that Robbie Ross had on his career as well. So no doubt about it, mate, a very good pick. I actually think that Jerome Hughes might miss out on selection here just quietly, which is which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, no, that's wild. Well, I think it's because, like we said, man, like there's so much depth here. There's so much depth, yeah. And we Scott Hill, Cooper Cronk, Cameron Munster, and Brett Kamali in the halves. Like, I know, but I could have thought Jerome Hughes in the 14, but I think Nico Hines done a very good job this year.
Yeah, I think the other one that's going to miss too, Jerome Hughes, obviously a champion seven. He's the seven after Cronk, but the seven before Cronk as well. Matty Orford, he was a really talented player. You know, obviously achieved most of his best stuff at Manly, but at Melbourne, he was a great player as well. So it just shows the depth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, I had Cooper Cronk, Brett Kamali, and then Matt Orford as the three halfbacks that I've written down.
Yeah. Is it my pick now, or have you still got another one?
You're up for 4 and 5, and then I got my coach.
Right. Okay. Oh, this is tough. Okay. For my centres, I've sort of got it down to two last guys. Justin Olam is one of them. Stephen Bell's the other one. I obviously had Justin Olam a little bit higher in my list, though. So I think I will go with Justin Olam there.
Absolutely. He was the guy that I was contemplating alongside Will Chambers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... it would have been interesting. Probably a year ago, I would have been hesitant to probably go Olam over Bell, but I think he really has taken his game to a new level over the last year or so. And then I've got my wing spot. Now, I've got three names written down here. I've got Cora Beattie, Marcus Bye, Vunivalu.
It was also Sisawonga as well. It was pretty good as well.
Yeah, Sisawonga, yeah. Christ. Tough. I mean, thinking logistically, I would probably have Adoka on your left wing, so I probably want a right winger, but Vunivalu, Cora Beattie. I think the one that I would probably go, if I have got Cooper Cronk at seven with his brilliant kicking game, I think Vunivalu was probably the best one in the air. Yeah. I'll probably go Vunivalu in this team, mate, but Cora Beattie and Marcus Bye, very unlucky to me, like we've said.
Absolutely, man. Well, Suliasi Vunivalu, Tosaviti. Obviously, everyone knows that I love my Fiji. Suliasi Vunivalu, I had him in my draft when I did it last year, where we did all the current players, and I had him alongside Sivo, I think. So, obviously, I love my Fiji and wingers. But, yeah, look, Marcus Bye, I had him as third, and then I had Vunivalu. Bye was just very pacey. You've already got Adam Carr, man, and it's great to have two wingers that are pacey, but in the same sense, Vunivalu is that guy that can leap up. Just very similar to Israel Folau in a sense there. Vunivalu is with his high ball attempts and jumping up and basically doing a specky in rugby league. So no, I think that's probably your best option there. But yeah, look, Sisawonga, Marika Kotabeti and Marcus Bye, just ridiculous that they miss out, but we can't do anything about it. So I got my coach, and that is obviously Chris Henderson. For me, it's between two coaches, and it's difficult as well because obviously Craig Bellamy has been there for such a long period of time during. I think they've only had like four coaches.
They've only had three coaches. So they started off with Anderson, then Mark Murray for 18 months maybe, and then Bellamy has been there since 2002, which is, I mean, most coaches are essentially waiting to get sacked. What Bellamy's done has been unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think that's us all done, unless I'm mistaken, man. You've got everyone on your team sorted?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Can you read me out your side again?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So now we're going to go through each team, guys. And I do have Robbie Ross as my fullback. I've got a nice little fullback there to get the job done. Matt Guyer with Israel Folau on the wings with Will Chambers and Greg Inglis in the centres. Some two tough nuts there in the centres. Cameron Munster and Brett Kamali as my 6 and 7 with Robbie Kearns and Jesse Bromwich in my front row. Cameron Smith, the greatest of all time, the number 9. He's my captain and he's also my kicker there. And then we move to the back row, which is Stephen Kearney, Kevin Proctor, up with the lock being Dallas Johnson, one of the toughest guys that I know has played the game. Number 14, we're going with the recent form of Nico Hines. Gee whiz, he's been fantastic this year. Can also play in the halves, obviously the fullback. And realistically, you probably could throw him onto the wing if you're really desperate, but obviously he's mainly fullback and in the halves. Ryan Hoffman, David Kidwell, Brett White on the bench with Chris Anderson as my coach.
Mate, one hell of a side. I've got fullback Billy Slater, the greatest fullback of all time.
Absolutely.
I've got speed to burn on one wing. I've got Josh Adokar. On the other side, I've got the kick target and just the wild card himself, Vunivalu. In the centres, Justin Olam, very different centres, very polarising centres. Justin Olam, obviously, just been a juggernaut the last year or so. And Matty King, who's, you know, a guy that he's won premierships, he's represented New South Wales, he's played for the Kangaroos, he's done it all, Matt King. A really big body, great defensively as well. So very happy with him getting in there. 5'8", I've gone with Scott Hill, a guy that I knew that I'd get at some point. I didn't know whether it'd be at 6 or at 13. I wasn't too sure. Cameron Munster went, and it's sort of, and of course, Greg Inglis was gone as well, another guy that I considered as a six. But yeah, I think Scott Hill, you could do much worse than Scott Hill, obviously a Kangaroo representative and a good defensive player as well. So happy with that. Seven, Cooper Cronk. Yeah, I mean, I probably don't have to say too much
about that. Don't have to explain that one, man. We all know how good he was.
Yeah, winners win. Very similar to your Cameron Smith pick there. My front row, I'm really happy with. Getting Glenn Lazarus, that was a big one for me. I really wanted him. Dale Finucane as well. Two very similar sort of culture guys within that club. Two guys that are just Melbourne through and through. Hooker. Yeah. I've sort of taken a bit of an investment for the future. I'm obviously a huge fan of Harry Grant, and I mean, when you're looking at this club, if it's not Cameron Smith, it's hard to get the next best guy. But I think I've got pretty close to it. Harry Grant, if not, I have got Brandon Smith in the team anyway. We'll talk about him in a second. Yep. Second row, I've gone a little bit old school. Mick Crocker, just tough as nails, Mick Crocker, a guy that had a good little skill set to his game as well. Played a number of representatives games, just tough as nails, Mick Crocker. And Tawira Nikau as well. I always think back to that 99 grand final, and your halfback, of course, Brett Camorley, had an unbelievable game. No doubt he deserved the Clive Churchill, but if it was going to go to anyone else, I reckon Nikau would have been a fantastic shout.
Yeah.
Two second rows that are just tough as nails. And then at 13, I have got Brandon Smith, the cheese. I think he's the best momentum guy in the game. Obviously, with Harry Grant, a running nine in my side, having a guy like the cheese would be sensational. Moving to my bench, I went a little bit early on Pappy. I sort of played a bit of a game of chess with you, realistically, there. But I'd be more than happy to bring Pappy off the pine, especially with the big pack that I've picked. Jersey 15, Jeremy Smith, another guy. He's very similar to like that that Nikau sort of fit. Just tough, compromising, a real leader as well. Then I've got the two big boys, Nelson Asofa-Solomona. I think he's improved out of sight over the last few years. A huge body. To take Lazarus and Finucane off and put him on to be unreal. And then Christian Welch, just Mr. Consistent, Christian Welch.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Yeah, I would have said 18 months ago, very underrated, but I think everyone's starting to understand how important this guy is and why Craig Bellamy keeps him around.
I'll just quickly say here on Christian Welch, before the season, I did a player rankings of every individual position, and I put Christian Welch as actually, I think I had him in my top four, maybe, and I actually personally had him above Adam Fanua-Blake, and everyone said that that's ridiculous, and I think that I don't believe it's ridiculous, man. I think that, and I'm not having a go at Adam Fanua-Blake here at all, but I just think that Christian Welch was so underrated, and he does all these small things right, and the little things, and also does some very big things as well. So I know, I think that's a great pick there.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Like, I would have him in the very top category there. And over the last 18 months especially, he's really added a good offload to his game as well. Much as Queensland weren't successful in the Origin Series this year, he came up with a couple of big offloads that had the potential to get them back into that contest. So Christian Welch, I'm a huge fan of him. I just love having him in the side. And it's a different body shape to Nelson that I've got on the bench as well, which I really like to have in my sides. And of course, the coach, Craig Bellamy, if he's not the greatest coach of all time, he has to be right up there. And, geez, for all we know, over the next few weeks, or when people are listening back to this, potentially he's won another premiership and he might be the best coach we've seen. So very happy with that pick there. I went very early on him. Now that it's all done and said, do you think I went too early on Bellamy? I guess it's decided by when you would have gone him. What sort of pick did you have him at?
I think it was going to be a little bit later, but it wouldn't have been a great deal later. I don't think it was way too early. I think that, yeah, look, it could have been maybe a round or two, but in the same sense, I was already starting to contemplate it. So if I'm starting to contemplate it, I know you're starting to probably think about it too, which means that I probably would have jumped at it as well. So no, I don't think it was crazily high. I'm pretty happy with Chris Anderson. Like, Craig Bellamy, for me, is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Doesn't matter what club, wherever. But Chris Anderson still obviously did win a premiership and did very well with them at the and created the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, he started off with a team that hadn't played together and took them to that premiership. And so I'm still very happy with him. But the thing that I like with your team, man, is that obviously you could actually chuck, like throughout a game, for example, if you really wanted to, you could put Finucane into 13, Brandon Smith into the 9, Harry Grant off for a little bit if you really would, you know, take a little bit, give him a bit of a breather and then bring on a like of Nelson Sofa-Solomona or Jeremy Smith, those kind of likes. You can really interchange those forwards quite nicely with the hooker as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's one advantage I've got in my side, but I think the thing that stands out in your side when you compare it to mine is a guy like GI at centre. I've got talented guys in my back line, but I don't have the guy that you can just throw him the ball when there's nothing on and he can just beat 6 or 7 dudes. You know, it's that sort of high X factor that has me very, very jealous of your centre there.
Could you just imagine going to one side having to defend the side of Greg Inglis and Israel Folau? Like, can you just imagine that? Like, that's just ridiculous if you put it that way. I'm very happy with that. But man, that I think that was like, you can't complain with any of the teams. I think my players that I think missed out that was probably rough, as you said, was Cotton Betty, Marcus Bayer, Sisawanga. And then you also go and have a look at Todd Lowry in the lock that you could have been looking at, Felice Kafusi, Jeff Lima, Brian Norrie. Adam Blair, and obviously Torha Harris as well, I thought was very good when he originally started out there. So I think they're probably the biggest players that I think missed out.
Yeah, so some of the names I wrote down, I might be repeating a few. Hughes Orford. I think Ryan Hinchcliffe was unlucky too. He was a really good player for Melbourne for a long time. Kenny Bromwich as well. I think he's been criminally underrated for a long time. Yeah. Gareth Widdop was also very good in his time. And obviously you got those two wingers that we spoke about. Stephen Bell, he was another one that I thought he was a really quality centre. When you think, like, centre's probably been the position that they've transitioned the most over.
Absolutely.
The years. So it's never really been a specialised position for Melbourne. It's just sort of been a role player. So finding your real superstars in that position.
That's why I took Greg Inglis early. That's why I took him quickly. I think I took him in the second. I think I took him like with my 6th or 7th pick or something like that. But as in like overall, but no, I think that's pretty good, man. So obviously, guys, we're going to be putting these out on Instagram and Facebook, and you guys can obviously go and vote on Big House Sport. But also, I think that the Guru might be doing something with him with his as well. So definitely go and check out the Rugby League Guru, guys. Let everyone know obviously where they can find you again.
Yeah, mate, on Instagram at Rugby League Guru, and we've got the podcast, Rugby League Guru Podcast. Just type Rugby League Guru into anything and everything, and I'm sure you'll find it all, mate.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So don't forget, guys, please vote the team that you think is the best. It doesn't matter who you follow and whatnot. Please vote for the team that you think is the best, simply because it does make it the most fair, because throughout this series, we are doing with smaller creators and bigger creators and same size. Like, it doesn't matter about the creator size. Please just vote who you think is the best. And it's all good fun, man. Please let us know in the comments section here on the YouTube video who you would have taken, or if you think you disagree with us or agree with us, please let us know your thoughts in the comments section. But let's go and hit that thumbs up button if you haven't already. Subscribe if you are new around here. Appreciate you as always. Live your passion. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do something. And I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for watching. Catch you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.